One vote away. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A week since the election, the Republican Party is now one seat away from taking the majority in the House of Representatives. Republican candidates declared the winners in five close House races yesterday, 13 races still to be decided. A close governor's race has ended in Arizona, with the Fox News Decision Desk projecting Democrat Katie Hobbs has won.
Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State, is poised to beat Trump-backed GOP candidate Carrie Lake. The governor-elect celebrating the victory on Twitter, writing, "Democracy is worth the wait. Thank you, Arizona." Lake also sharing her reaction on social media, writing, "Arizonans know BS when they see it."
Fox's Brooke Singman. Hobbs leads by just over 20,000 votes. That is just outside the automatic recount range. 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, former President Trump makes an announcement from his home in Florida. He's expected to say he's running for president again. Former Vice President Mike Pence won't be on the ticket this time. They don't talk anymore.
Frankly, when the president returned to some of the rhetoric about me and others who had taken a stand for the Constitution, I thought it was best that we just go our separate ways.
Pence, whose memoir comes out today, telling Fox's Hannity he's considering a run for the White House. At the G20 summit meeting in Bali, President Biden announcing a partnership with other leaders to give the host country, Indonesia, billions to move to green energy.
We hope to mobilize, we're mobilizing $20 billion to support Indonesia's efforts to reduce emissions and expand renewable energy, and support workers in the most affected or most affected by the transition away from coal.
The G20 leaders have approved a draft resolution condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Prime Minister of Cambodia has abruptly left the summit after testing COVID-19 positive. He had just hosted President Biden and other leaders at the ASEAN summit in Phnom Penh. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Many of the newly elected members of Congress have started learning their way around the Capitol.
Despite not knowing which party will control the House, many new members of the 118th Congress are in the nation's Capitol for orientation.
The key is to try and make sure we can continue to move the agendas forward. The White House, the Senate, and the House, whoever's running it.
That's newly elected Democrat Glenn Ivey from Maryland. He's one of many members-elect taking part in training and a class photo this week. The new members won't officially begin work until early next year. In the meantime, they'll be focused on hiring staff and deciding who will lead their respective parties. The current Congress will likely be working on funding the government and passing the annual defense policy bill during the lame duck session. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Charlottesville, Virginia last night. Prayer vigil on the campus of the University of Virginia. The school mourning the shooting deaths of three students, all three members of the school's football team. A former team member has been taken into custody outside Richmond following an hours-long manhunt. There is no word so far on a possible motive. A handful of airlines agreeing to pay up for travel delays blamed on the coronavirus outbreak.
Remember the outcry by airline passengers when flights were canceled or delayed during the pandemic? Now there's a settlement of sorts. Frontier Airlines and several foreign carriers have agreed to refund more than $600 million to travelers whose trips were affected. The Transportation Department is also fining those same airlines $7 million for delaying refunds too long. There's no action or fines against other U.S. airlines because the Transportation Department says they responded when reminded about their obligation to provide quick refunds. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.